Yesterday, Rabotai, just a little preface before the shir, before the shmuz rather. I think this yisod that we're about to talk about is a very fundamental and very important yisod in Kolchos HaNefesh, and Musar, and Yerushamayim. But I do want to say that the fact that I'm saying it today, people should not think it's for any special reason. And it's not because anything happened or did happen or is about to happen or anything like that, but just it's a very important yisod. But on the other hand, if someone thinks I'm saying it for them, it's probably true. Okay, so either way, but it's a very important and I think it's a beautiful shmuz, very important yisod. Says the pasuk, we have the misonim, vayom kimisonim, the people were complainers, rabbi was Hashem. Hashem hears what's going on, he gets angry, fire of Hashem burnt, there was magefa, and it killed many people. Says Rashi, the first Rashi just says, Einam El Risham, these were evil people. Next Rashi says, Kimisonim. What does that mean? What does Misonim mean? Ein Misonim El Roshan Aliga. I haven't checked the article for some sort of both, but I think Aliga means a complaint, right? Misonim means like a excuse complaint, like not a necessarily a real complaint, but you know, a complaint with an excuse. Mevakshim Aliga. They're searching for an excuse. How to go ahead and be Polish, how to go away, how to not have to serve Hashem. You know, come on, it's no good, that's no good, everything is no good. And just as an excuse to go ahead and not to have to serve Hashem. Fine, but Shimshon, same thing, same Lashon. Rab Yozne Hashem, but this taina, this complaint, this excuse was very bad, evil in the eyes of Hashem. Toeinosh Yehira B'ozne Hashem was an evil complaint. It was a bad one. Shemeschavnin Shetavo B'oznov, because Hashem realized they were mechavin that should come to his ears. V'yaknit, then they should upset him, get all upset, whatever. Amru, what they say? Oy lanu kamo ribatnu baderech hazeh. Oy, such a long, hard way. Shlo sheyamim shlonachnu me'inu haderech. We've gone for 3 days, haven't rested at all. It's a terrible situation, you know. It's too much complaining, too much hardship, too much running, too much traveling, no food, whatever the story was. Too much. And that was their taina. Vayichrapo, and Hashem got angry. I went ahead, my kavana was for your good, that you should go into the land right away to hurry up. There's a beautiful gold mine out there, so I want to hurry up and get it. That was the purpose. So he was very upset, and therefore he's killed many people. They killed many people. So just Pashtar Bosai. So Kunti Rashi, it sounds like there's different levels, different types of complaints. Kunti Rashi, I think what it sounds like is they had a negia, right? They were trying to avoid being subservient or doing the mitzvahs, being obligated to do them. They wanted to file a complaint. They wanted to have things, how it's so bad, Hashem is so not nice to them, it's so hard for them, we've traveled so long and so fast, and the kids and the women and the wives and us were exhausted. That was their negia. That was their motivation. So what happened? So because of that, if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't have complained otherwise, right? They would have said, fine, you know, they might have understood, right? Rashi says the reason why it wasn't a good complaint was because there was a good reason for it. Mr. Thumma, when a person, if we would take the shiva on a trip to, well, who knows, Orlando, I don't know, and we have X amount of time to be there, and we rush the people to get there, Mishtama, they won't complain, because everyone realized, listen, we're going for a good reason. It's a good reason why we have to rush to get there, we have more time there, instead of having 3 hours, we'll have 5 hours there. So Mishtama, so they wouldn't have complained. But they would have understood it. But Pshat is because they had this need, they had a desire, I want to complain, I want to find some way to avoid being tarred and tarred mitzvahs to have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly what it was referring to, it doesn't say. But they didn't want that. Therefore, they said, listen, let's find the complaint. They found the complaint. And the complaint was that, you know, it was too hard, the derech was too hard, without consciously thinking and understanding that it's really not a complaint. They thought it was a complaint. They were convinced that Hashem was wrong, that this hardship was undue justice, it wasn't right. How can Hashem do it? That was their complaint. So that's level number one, Rabbos. And there's a lower level chiddush in that. A person who normally would not complain, but because, you know, you have to check yourself. That's, I guess, the application. You have to check yourself. Why am I complaining? Is it a real complaint? Do I really feel this is wrong? In that case, they probably would have said, you know, if they would have analyzed and thought about it, they might have realized, no, it's a mistake. I don't really feel, I shouldn't be upset about this. It makes sense why it's happening, but A lot of times something else is bothering you. You know, I don't like the way my parents, you know, what kind of clothing they bother me. They bought me certain clothing and I have to wear whatever, and I'll be upset about, you know, the food that night because of that. You know, one thing is no shaykh to the other, but because a person, you know, wants to find a way out, wants to get back, or wants to be upset or complain or find a reason why I don't have to listen to you, daddy, let's say, right? I'm going to complain about something, and that's where I'm off the hook. I don't have to, okay, we'll see how you treat me. That's level number one or both, which I think is important to keep in mind. When a person has a taina, might be the best taina, but it might be a taina which he's only coming to because he has some other reason. You have to think behind the scenes. There's negias which cause a person to have a taina. That's Rashi. The Sfarn or both, I think, is a whole different world. The Sfarn on the bottom line says, Kimisonim al Torah HaDerech, right? The taina was, they were complaining about the Tircha, the way. Lo Misonim Belibam, the Emes. They weren't complaining in their hearts in truth. They had no good reason. They would never feel any complaint or taina. It wasn't in their hearts. Again, the motivation was lenasas Hashem, to push the envelope, to complain to Hashem, to test Hashem, to complain, to upset the whole story. But what happened? But it sounds like the Sforno is saying they weren't even convinced in their heart. And according to Rashi, they mamish felt a taina. They felt it. They might have felt it because they're in the gears, but they felt it's wrong. How can Hashem go ahead and make us work so hard, make us travel so fast with so much duress? The Sforno, I think, is saying, but there was nothing in the grave. They weren't convinced. Like, it was so clear and so pushit to Kai Yisrael, says Sforno, that there was a good reason for it. I'm complaining about it. Listen, there's a gold mine out there. You know, we're trying to get to Eretz Yisrael, and that's the promise for the last hundreds of years. He went through the Nisim, the flows, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Makos, everything for the one purpose, getting the Torah and then going to Eretz Yisrael. So of course I can't feel upset about that. But it was a verbal type of a complaint. I want to go ahead and tell Hashem, it's not right, I don't want to do the mitzvah, I don't want to be subservient, I don't want to be meshubah to you. And therefore, they had to find a complaint. Hey, there's a complaint, we're going too fast, it's so hard, it's so physically hard, Rebbe, I can't stand this, Hashem, it's not right. Now, internally, deep down, it's hard to know exactly how deep down this is, I can't tell you exactly about the site, but in the lave, they weren't really upset. They couldn't be upset, it was so clear to them that there was no reason to be upset. Everyone knows why we're going so fast. But a person can reach a madrega where he wants to complain, he wants to find some kindness to the person who's making demands of him. So he has a tiny, just like, to complain. He wants to complain. You know, I have to complain because I have to get my way. I want to show him that he's wrong. I want to show him that I have a right to go ahead and not to follow his instruction. I want a right not to do the mitzvahs. That's what I think Sforno is saying. It says, B'divreim bilvad, avohayu misonim b'divreim l'nasos. They were, they came, as a person can have the guts and the chutzpah and listen, in this case, it's the Haribos, what's happening over here? They were complaining to who? It wasn't complaining to some Rebbe in the Yeshiva or some friend. It went to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not treating us fairly. After they saw what happened, what's happening, well, they know the reason why, or at least deep down they knew the reason why, but they had to complain. So a person can be so fueled, so motivated to complain because he wants to get his agenda. He wants to get, you know, he wants to show him, it's no good, it's not being nice to me, it's no good, therefore I don't like this. And he doesn't really mind this. He doesn't feel a justifiable complaint, but he feels he can complain because he has to complain because, I don't want to be meshubah to him, I don't want to listen to him. This. So he has to find a complaint. So it's hard to know. I mean, I'm not saying, could be consciously mamashi, he might have said, he might have convinced himself, but there was no, he didn't really feel in his bones. You know, maybe consciously, it's hard to say, or both say, I don't want to say too big of a chiddush, but maybe consciously he'll say, yeah, of course, it's not right, you know, he'll be convinced, I don't know, but he definitely doesn't feel any taina. There's nothing belief. It was just devarim, it was just minasaf al chutz, just a verbal complaint. So again, on both sides, just the application, we have to recognize that we have to always double, triple, quadruple check ourselves. If I have a complaint, I'm upset at someone, why am I upset? Is it a good time? Is it a good reason? Is it legitimate? Or is it, well, I'm upset about something else, you know, but I can show him that he's not so good either, you know, and it's not right, you know. Even though I'm not upset about it, and I don't even feel upset about it, but, you know, it sounds good, you know, something, well, you made us work so hard, we have to work so hard, well, but there was a good reason for it. Come on, where are you coming from? But that's Hilchos complaint, they're both saying. The Pasuk goes on, they're both saying, Pasuk Dalad, Vasaf Vasher Bekirbo, the Rashi, the Erev Rav, right? The Erev Vav that was part of Kal Yisrael. This is after the first set of complaints was finished. Now they traveled, whatever. And the Safsuk gets up, the Erev gets up, and they start complaining. His Avu Tava, they had a Taiva, okay? By a Shuvu, by Yifku, Gamene Yisrael. Erev Miachenu Basar. There's no food. We don't have any meat around here. Remember the fish that we got for free, said Rashi, free for mitzvahs. Kishum Avatichim. That was their complaint. Now there's nothing. All they have is man now. There's no fish. There's no meat. Or at least there's no fish. I don't know. There's no meat without mitzvahs. Says Rashi. Husha, I think it's Mahog's Rashi, and I think the Sforno, different Sforno. Says Rashi, was by a shuvu, and they returned. Gam b'nei Yisroel. It's not referring to the Safsuf, but besides the Safsuf, his Avotayva, so too, Kai Yisroel had the same reaction. The rest of Kai Yisroel joined them. Vayifku imayim, they cried with them. You know, they joined their friends. They joined their neighbors. Miachin basar, says Rashi, I would even, wasn't there plenty of basar? The pas says, Tzon bakar, says Rashi, I would, maybe we'll say it was, they ate it. No, they got it in there. So they had it also. Elishem vaksham alila. Same thing as before, both sides. They were looking for something to complain about. They wanted to complain. There was no real complaint over here. Right? They had plenty of meat enough and the delicious steaks. Well, I haven't paid so much money for it. It was cheap steaks. It was delicious steaks. It was gewaldic, you know. And they had nothing to complain about. But they were trying to find, I think the same as Rashi before, they had a motivation and the gear. Mistam, the same thing as before. They wanted to usurp and not be responsible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Max Maliga, so they found this complaint. There's no meat. Or at least there's no, see the next Rashi. It was chinam and a mitzvah, so they have to do without with mitzvahs now. I mean, they were doing mitzvahs anyway, but now the mitzvahs is a source, is a purpose for the, is a way to get to the food, to get to the fish, and also this food doesn't become kishum avatichim because they're nursing mothers, not good for them. So a couple vegetables didn't, I don't know if we're big vegetable fans, but a couple vegetables they didn't like. So Hashem said it shouldn't be like that. It's no good for the women. So therefore, it wasn't a perfect month. So there really was nothing to complain about, Rabbi said, but they complained. Vaksh Mariga, we want to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's Rabbi says? I think Rabbi, who is it? The Ori Yohel. What's his name again? Rabbi Yehuda Lev Chasman, right. So he says on this, he says, Shtel Zavori says, again, the same thing. There was no real source of complaint. It was just an excuse. And they wouldn't have complained. Kai Yisrael never have complained either, even with the excuse. They weren't trying to complain. But their friends, the peer pressure, their neighbors, the Erev Rav, they wanted to complain. They had that external negiah. These guys had no negiah, or they weren't going to succumb to that negiah. It wasn't powerful enough. But only Erev Rav had that outside negiah, which they complained because of that. But Kai Yisrael itself, they wouldn't have done it. But Ismashu, because of the fact that the Erev Rav did it, therefore, Gam B'nei Yisrael. So B'nei Yisrael joined them, because listen, he's doing it, everyone's complaining, so I'll also join the complaint. I fool what you are, but you know, you wouldn't have complained yourself. You have no problem. You have enough meat to who knows where. You have delicious steaks with ketchup and who knows what on top and the french fries on the side. Enough to go into Eretz Yisrael with. And Elamites will say, a couple kishubi, you know, the cucumbers and the things, it was no good for the women. It's no big deal. Come on. You want to complain to Hashem because of that? You want to get on Hashem's basket? You nuts? They wouldn't have done it. You know why they did it? Because their friends were doing it. Because the neighbors were doing it. Because the rest of Kai Yisrael, the minority of Kai Yisrael, Erev, the small element, the small five people over there, I don't know how much they were. I'm sure it was a lot of people. I forgot the numbers. But those minority of people that joined Kai Yisrael at that time, they caused the tumult. And because they do it, I felt the same way. I feel strong enough. I'm convinced enough. I'm convinced because they're convinced because they said it. I'm convinced to go complain against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, so this is another factor. So besides the fact the person can have the negiyas, as we spoke about in the first couple of shmuzim, but beside that, you know, it's the guy's chaver, you know, he talks about it, doesn't say they were egging each other on, it doesn't say it, I'm not sure, it could be a world, I don't know. But whatever it is, the fact that they were going ahead and complaining, that inspired, you can use the word, they can inspire the Kai Yisrael as a group to complain, but Malkum where they would never have complained. To complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against Moshe Rabbeinu, to take the chance of being kofer b'ikra, so to speak, rebelling against Hashem. This was the what happened because of their hashbon, because of the allegiance, because of the togetherness, the peer pressure which they felt because of the rest of Kai Yisrael. So we have to keep in mind always, why am I doing this? Why am I complaining? Is it a real complaint? To analyze it, to think one, two, three times, to check yourselves. And maybe my friend's complaint is maybe it's only because of my friend I shouldn't complain. Why should I complain? I don't feel like complaining. You know, you have to analyze it both sides. It's crucial. Is Nogel Maisa today? I don't know. I have no idea. But either way, it's a good yisod. It's a very important yisod. Both say, thank you.